This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery, just like Leicester City this season. So the only thing left to say is, you win, order now on the McDonald's app, and you can also get rewards points delivered too. So that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants, 18 plus. Rewards registration required, points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
And now for something completely different.
Watch us on YouTube. Listen on your favourite podcast platform. Or ask your smart speaker to play the podcast Leicester Till I Die.
Subscribe, like, follow and join in now.
Strap yourself in.
Because we're set up, switched on and ready to go.
On Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport, powered by fans.
And now, here's your host.
He talks right, he knows his stuff, and he knows how to make a girl laugh.
Thank you! I'm here all week. Right, Chris.
All right, good evening. How the devil are you? As a Leicester fan, I've got to say I am extremely happy. No, he's not been sacked, but we haven't got a game for 2 weeks, so we can't lose at the weekend. Every cloud, as they say, every cloud. As you can see, tonight we're doing looking at the qualifier. So I've got my England hat on, literally, as they say. And we are going to be looking at UEFA 2024. Doesn't seem 2 minutes ago since Italy were cheating the way to the title. Oh, do you remember that? And who have we got in our group? Yes, the spaghetti-eating faggots again. Welcome along, Italy. Revenge will be sweet. Am I sounding convincing? Am I sounding convincing at all? But look, hey, two great pieces of news, I've got to say. Of course, my guest is... he's probably still in shock, but I'm going to say Doug is now, he's going to have a new title. It's going to be Daddy Doug, and we're going to say a big, huge congratulations to him. Obviously representing Scotland tonight, and I think, obviously, he's been able to score. I don't know whether Scotland will be able to score at all during the qualifiers, but we shall see. But even bigger news is, look, Euro 2016, and it still fits. Well, I mean, that is, I'm impressed. I don't, sod the diet, it still fits me. Look, let's bring one half of that good news in and say good evening to Daddy Doug. Good evening, sir. How the devil good are you? Happy, I'm guessing.
Yeah, good evening. Yeah, Daddy Douglas, that's, that will take some time to sink in, I've got to say. But no, very, very exciting news for obviously me and my my wife. So we're very, very much looking forward to it.
I say congratulations to Rebecca as well. I was very remiss of me not to say that. You've obviously, your easy bit is over. She's got all the hard work to do. You can put your feet up for 9 months. I'm going to say, it is one bit of news that I have for you. Mm-hmm. Buy some very, very thick gloves. Because in 9 months' time, when she sat laid on that bed with her legs up, screaming blue murder, she will be digging her nails into your hand like there is no tomorrow. So make sure that you've got some thick gloves on. But of course, shock horror, well, not shock horror, what's going to happen? Because it's like your football club being kicked out of their home ground. You're going to be broadcasting from the nursery.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm good. I was just saying to Rebecca. Yeah, look, I think we have to say that you're probably glad it's the international break. I'm glad it's international break because we're not in the best of form. You're not in the best of form, and now Euro 2024 is coming towards us. It's very, very scary, but actually, I am actually looking forward to the qualifiers this time because I'm actually going to all four games at Hampden Park. So, very, very much looking forward to them games.
All joking aside, mate, enjoy it because those little pleasures Thank will you. Be taken away from you once you've got a baby to pay for. And
definitely.
Ignore the question. I will ask you again. You were being distracted, in fairness. You are broadcasting from what will obviously be the, well, not obviously, but you've advised will be the nursery.
I mean, yes, this is going to be the nursery, yeah.
Are we going to see you surrounded by nappies and mobile from the ceiling?
Yeah, what? This room will probably be something different in like the next sort of like 7 to 8 months, I would say. Because I don't think, like, that's, like, obviously you can see the Anfield Road sign there. That'll be gone. The Champions 1920, that'll be good. Literally everything will be replaced in here. And yeah, I'm just going to have to find a place to do my videos. But obviously they'll be going to obviously one side when obviously baby's here. But no, it's very, very exciting. And I don't think it's going to hit me until we actually maybe like find out the gender, but it'll probably hit me when it's like 2 weeks away and you're like, yeah, that basically when you're basically getting ready to like when Rebecca's basically getting ready to do her hospital bag, that will be when it's like, yeah, it's very, very soon.
And of course you will, you know, everybody says, oh, when the baby's born you're going to lose your sleep and all that. No, rubbish. 2 months before the baby's born, you start to lose your sleep because that's when Rebecca can't sleep. Yeah. She is tossing and turning in that bed. You might as well put a sleeping bag on the floor there, I'll tell you. Because anyway, welcome along. Let's just pick up a few chats and see what people have got to say. Dan, good evening, sir. How are you? It's coming home. it's taking the scenic route, I'll tell you. Daz is in, big up. LCFC, hello, lads and lasses. Maybe Chris, Yeah, that is a dedication, it was. James is in. Good evening, James. How are you?
Hey, James.
Daz said, congratulations, Doug.
Thanks, Daz.
James says, hit the likes and subscribe. Thank you so much to both channels. Doug's details are in the description below, and you will just be able to follow him there. So make sure you subscribe if you're new to both channels, and yeah, please smash the likes as well. I'm not sure what Brad's saying there. I think he's
from Macedonia.
Oh, is it? To me, it just comes up as MK. Probably as well. I can't see that. Shivers down my back.
Yeah, they're in your group as well. So
they are.
I don't know if Brad will be supporting his native North Macedonia or his native England.
I think he'll be going for North Macedonia. I have that feeling. Jade, hi, Chris and Doug. Congrats on the news, Doug. You'll be a great dad.
Thanks, Jade.
Daz says, pick up. Oh, they're saying hello to everybody else. I'm happy the international break is here as well. I can fully relax rather than stressing out. Look, mate, I'm looking up at Everton and Leeds, two teams that escaped by the skin of the teeth the last season. You worry. Think of me. And now, instead of stressing about Leicester, I can stress about England instead. Indeed. Hey, could be worse, LCFC. Could be a Scotland fan. Sorry, Doug, I had to say it. Everybody goes in the chat. Everybody saying hello to everybody else. The walls will be painted a distinct shade of brown. I expect tartan wallpaper, nothing less.
It certainly won't be tartan wallpaper. I can tell you that for a fact.
Rodgers and Gin has obviously injured Evan so he couldn't get injured on international duty. Hey, what about? Hey, we've got Madison to think of. There's a big piece, I daren't read it, about the injury for Madison in Qatar. Everybody's saying hello to everybody else. Shane is in. Good evening. They're winning the group, says Doug. No, you don't, says Brad as well, both of you. If only I had time, I'd forgotten. I could have loaded your video up, Brad, your Macedonia rant. I will find that before they kick off in Germany. Sportscat is in. Good evening, sir. No banter. I mean it, mate. I mean it. I expect tartan wallpapers on that wall. I will be disappointed if it's anything less. Dear. Anyway, here we go, sir. So exciting. Euro 20. I say it doesn't seem literally five. Well, it was 2 years ago. It doesn't seem like it, does it? It just seems to have. We've had a World Cup since then.
I know. It's pretty quick sort of turnaround, isn't it?
It's 2 years later, of course. Because it should have been 2020, but yeah, it's frightening.
It is, and especially with like the last Euros as well. Like it was a very, very good Euro. Obviously, I do have to obviously mention that, but yeah. I am very much looking forward to it. It's in Germany as well. It's not too far to travel out there. And I honestly think as well that it will be a very, very good tournament. The last Euros in Germany was very, very good. Germany and Austria, I think it was. I think it was a combination of Germany and Austria the last time. So, but there's some fabulous stadiums in Germany. So, very, very looking forward
with
to it.
The usual amount of German efficiency and lack of people dying while anything was being built, I have to say. Good to see, apparently, you know, I don't want to say that I don't think Scotland sort of will struggle to get there, but all I can hope is that, you know, the only way you're going to get into Europe is if we have another election, the SNP win, and you separate from us and rejoin up to the EU. Oh, sorry. I shouldn't keep dissing Scotland, but it's just so easy.
I know.
The scary thing is, though, is that England, Scotland and Wales are now still, they're all in the Nations League Tier 2.
Yeah. Yeah. It's nice to be back with the big boys, if you'd like to say. We just obviously need sort of we need Ireland and Northern Ireland to sort of join our ranks, and then that'll be the case.
I must admit, I did look at that earlier, and it sort of was, I thought, I'll get myself in the mood for sort of if Leicester drop into the Championship. That gives me pretty much the same sort of feeling. But there's a lot of groups, Doug. There's a lot of groups, 10 of them.
Yes, yeah. As well as noticing, there are 7 groups with 5 teams, and there are 3 groups with 6 teams.
Indeed. And you know what's even more confusing? I checked this just before. I did do my homework. Believe it or not, I do actually do some rehearsals for these shows. Is that the top 2 from each group go through. So that's going to be 20 teams. And then there's going to be 3 playoff winners, which will be decided by the Nations League. So that's going to be 23.
Mm-hmm.
That isn't dividable by 4. So what are they going to be doing with the groups once they get to Germany?
No idea. No idea, to say the very least.
Which teams contest the playoffs? Yes, you're not even contesting the playoffs via how you could finish 3rd in one of these groups and not qualify for the playoffs if you've not had a good Nations League. I mean, talk about making things complicated.
Yeah, there are a few teams that we will obviously speak about in this chat tonight. There are a few teams that actually can sort of rely on the Nations League. I think Austria is one of them. I think Czech Republic might be another one as well. Croatia, I think, are another one as well. Yeah. So
North Macedonia, possibly.
North Macedonia, I think they're another one, yeah. So it's going to be a very, very intriguing group stage, I've got to say. Yes, it is pretty strange that there's like 7 groups of, 5 teams and then 3 that have 6.
Keep somebody in a job. But let's get through it because, as I say, 10 to go through. So group 1, and we immediately come to your boys who are in here. We've got Spain, Scotland, Norway, Georgia. I wish they changed their bloody flag because every time I see that, I think it's England. And Cyprus. Now, I am writing this down, folks, because, of course, anybody that knows Doug from past shows knows that he has got a habit of changing his mind. Mexico. So I'm going to write this down, and then they can't. And can I just say, we are going to have to obviously do a shirt show when they're all announced.
Oh, yes, definitely. Definitely.
Now, no disrespect to Scotland. Spain's got to top the group, haven't they?
You would like to think that Spain are definitely favourites for this group. I know that they had a good World Cup. They didn't have a great World Cup. Getting beat by Morocco. Obviously, you did the game. Morocco obviously went through on penalty. I remember it wasn't a very, very good game actually between those two, but. Spain are all sort of changed now. There's a new manager in charge as well. It's a very, very young squad, and I think it's sort of a squad that's really, really up and coming. So I would expect Spain to potentially top this group, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they have obviously got Martinez in charge, haven't they?
He's in charge of Portugal.
Yes, he has. That's the one. Yep. Oh, well, I'll put them top then. I was going to knock them down on the strength that he was managing them. He'd gone, I got Iberian Coast right. But Spain, you've got, I mean, I would think if you are a Spanish fan, that you would be disappointed, and no disrespect to anybody else, if you did not top that group. I'm going to put them top as well. And I think if you have a look, Spain, they're still 7th in the world rankings for what that matters. I can't do European rankings because there isn't any. It's all based on, coefficients and what have you. So it meant nothing. Now, this is going to be interesting, Doug. Who are you going to have coming in second?
I think it is between us and Norway. I think Georgia are sort of another up and coming team. They're managed by ex Bayern Munich player Willy Sagnol, who was a very, very good French fullback. And this Georgian team is very, very good. Obviously, the main one to look out for Georgia is, if I pronounce this right, Kivica Kvaratskhelia, who plays for Napoli. He is an absolute wonder machine. The Georgian Messi is what they like to call him in Georgia. So I think it's between us and Norway, because I think Norway and Scotland, I think, have got just a better squad than Georgia do. However, I've got to say something. Georgia away is a banana skin for Spain, Norway, and Scotland. Yes. Every single time we play Georgia away, we lose 1-0. It's always happened, and I wouldn't be too surprised if it happened again. Scotland just need to make...
Sorry, I've got to say, is it always on your mind? I wasn't sure you were going to get that, Len. I wasn't. But you can always get, you know, after the game, you can always get a midnight train there, couldn't you? that's my two Georgia jokes. It's all I know, and I've got them out of the way.
I think if we can win our home games, so say we beat Cyprus on Saturday, we beat Spain, beat Spain or get a draw, which would be very, very good. The last time we played Spain, we only lost 3-2. So that could be something to look at. But Georgia would be at home, Cyprus would be at home. It then comes down to that Norway game on the final day. If we're in a position where we can finish second or this is actually wild to think, but Spain are a very, very good side, but they lack an out-and-out goal scorer. So that's my thinking. So, and obviously Norway will go Holland. So that's a bit of a big problem. big problem to have.
Yes.
But just because we play at Hampden is a bit of a fortress recently. I'm going to Scotland to finish second.
I would have been disappointed had you not gone for that, sir. I therefore think you are putting Norway in third.
Yes.
Georgia fourth.
Yep.
Yeah. And we'll move on, so I can say it's not on your mind anymore. And then Cyprus. I think, no disrespect, but we're looking at, you know, every group's got a whipping boy, and I think Cyprus is the one here, isn't it?
I think Cyprus is definitely a very, very good trip away. But yeah, I think they're likely to be the whipping boys, definitely.
Now, for me, I've got to agree, I do think Spain would win it. And like I say, if I was a Spanish fan, I would be disappointed if I didn't. Georgia, I don't think they're not a good team. I think the fact that you say that they're difficult away is just because of where they are and what have you. I've got to agree with you on fourth and fifth. With Georgia and Cyprus. I've been giving this a lot of thought, because I think a lot of people would expect me to say Norway.
Mm-hmm.
I think it could be down to goal difference. I don't know how they work it out, but I think it is going to be very, very tight. The only thing is, like you say, they have got Haaland.
Yeah.
Of Norway. Now, you know, if he turns up and has a great Euro 24 qualifiers, it could be embarrassing, you know, at times.
I don't like the thought of Grant Hanley up against Erling Haaland. I've got to be honest.
I'm sorry for saying this, but I am going to have to put Norway second, with Scotland third. But, and I'm going to make a caveat for this, I wouldn't be surprised if it didn't go the other way. So you could see Scotland go through in second. I'm not saying they won't, but I think for me, it's just just put Haaland on that pitch. I mean, he's gonna fill his boots against Cyprus, isn't he?
I think so. Yeah,
he'll be like Harry Kane facing Malta. He'll just be like, yeah. I think you'd get me on. I want the record.
get me on. I'll grab myself a couple of goals, definitely.
Yes.
I think it's all about the sort of if you get the delivery to Haaland, because yeah. I don't think Odegaard's quite a De Bruyne. You know, I don't think Haaland has got the sort of the players around him to sort of score the goals, but he can score goals on his own. He is yeah. that good.
Yeah.
So I do think that it will be between Scotland and Norway for, you know, second and third, definitely.
I definitely think it will be. But like you say, you know, I can easily see, God, I can't believe I'm actually being nice about Scotland here, but I can easily see Scotland finishing second. But I'm going to plump for Norway. Sorry, Doug.
No, that's fair. That is absolutely fair. And I think if we were being honest, I think both of them, it is the toss of a coin between, I think, Scotland and Norway. I think it could be yeah. very, very close between those two.
Yeah, like I say, even it could be down to goal difference. That's how close I think it could be.
Here's the thing. Norway have not qualified for a European competition since Euro 2000.
Yes, yes.
So it's been a long, long time since they qualified. So...
I can still hear the commentary when they knocked us out of, I'm not sure if there's a Euros or a World Cup, but the old guy going, Winston Churchill, Margaret Thatcher, your boys took a hell of a beating. That still hurts. It still hurts. Classic commentary, though. Classic commentary. Right. I think Sports Cat's gone from fifth to first here. Otherwise, he's having a bit too much to drink. He's gone Cyprus. Well, let's go the way we did it. Spain, Norway, Scotland, Georgia, Cyprus. James says Scotland to top the group, and I'm going to be hopeful and say Scotland to finish second. It's 100% between us and Norway. Totally. That's what we were. Yeah, yeah, we're both agreeing with you on definitely. That, James. Spain, Scotland, Norway, Georgia, Cyprus, says David.
Good on you, David. Good on you.
I know Norway have Haaland and Odegaard as their standout players. Won't be easy for us away and at Hampden Park. I think for Scotland, I think it is going to be down to how you do against Georgia and Cyprus.
Because
if you go and play in Cyprus and beat them 1-0, you've got to think, well, how many will Norway score? Like I said, you know, will it be sort of Haaland 4, Cyprus 0, literally? That's what it could come down to. I know, obviously, you want the points on the board and it's all only 3 points. But if it is that tight, those are the games that could decide who finishes second.
Yeah, 100%.
Shane's gone the same as myself. James said he gets nightmares of facing Georgia away. I remember 2008 and Georgia played us off the park.
Yeah, I do as well.
Spain haven't had a goal scorer since Fernando Torres or a David Villa. I mean, with Spain, do you think the fact that they had such an awful, and they did, I say awful. All right, I'm being a bit dramatic there, but they didn't have the best of World Cups.
No, definitely not.
And do you think that this has made them maybe go away, have a rethink, like you say, bring some youngsters through and rebuild?
Yeah, I think so. James is absolutely spot on as well when he says that Spain haven't had a goal scorer since Fernando Torres or David Villa. 100% agree. Or even sort of like to, well, I know Diego Costa has not been sort of very, very prolific for Spain, but Fernando Torres, David Villa, when they two played, they always got the goals. They always got the goals for Spain. And I remember actually the last time that, you know, a European competition was actually in Austria and Germany, Fernando Torres scored the winning goal for Spain. And you know, that was sort of the golden era of Spain. So it's a very, very young side. I am looking forward to seeing what they can do. But I do worry where the goals are going to come from.
Yes, yes, you're quite right. Now, this is interesting. unless you're not into football, then it'll probably blow the socks off you. But Netherlands and France in the same group, along with the Republic of Ireland, Greece and Gibraltar. This could be very, very exciting. I'm guessing France must have dropped down into Nations League Group 2, have they? I'm just going to have a look.
I'm not sure. I can't remember if they did or not. I can't remember if they did.
Let's just have a look.
Who's They might have. They were in a tricky group the last time.
No, oh, that's group. They're still.
Are they still where they were then? I take it.
Sorry.
Are they still where they were then? I take it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand this grouping things with UEFA.
It's almost difficult to even sort of discuss UEFA without saying the words problematic.
Yes, yeah. I mean, Netherlands are in Group A4. I don't know. There's no proper ranking system. That's up on the board. But anyway, we do have them together. Which that's going to be a couple of interesting games.
Yeah. Look, I think if you're a betting man, which obviously I'm definitely not. I think first and second is definitely between Netherlands and France. I think. The Republic of Ireland, I think they have an up-and-coming squad. When you think about it, Bazanu is obviously the Southampton keeper, Kelleher at Liverpool. You've got Nathan Collins for Wolves. You've obviously got the big striker for Brighton as well, Evan Ferguson, who's having a fabulous time of it at Brighton. But I just think that the Republic of Ireland... Do you just think this competition may have came a little bit too soon for this sort of Republic of Ireland side? It's a very, very up-and-coming side, as I say, but I just don't think they're quite ready. Greece are another very, very good side. They're another sort of a dark horse for this group. And, well, unfortunately, for Gibraltar's point of view, they're definitely going to be the whipping boys of this group.
Yes. And I'm trying to find something here. Netherlands are in A4, like I say. France are in... They're both in League A, which I don't... but then again, it still shows England is in League A, and I'm sure we've dropped. It's... Oh, UEFA, why do you make things so...
confusing?
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Every time, whatever you look at, it's just groups. Let's have a look on Wikipedia. They always put it into plain English, don't they?
Yes, they do. They do, to be fair. They do.
Here we go. League A. No, they're still showing England in League A.
Maybe it's just not updated then.
Well, yeah, France are one. And Netherlands are 6th ranking, apparently. Anyway, they're in the same pot together. So just re-reply which ones you went for. Sorry.
Do you know what?
You're going to have a Mexico moment, aren't you?
As I said, I do think it is between France and Netherlands to finish first and second. Something in the back of my mind is saying, I think Netherlands top this group.
Really?
I'm going to go Netherlands first, France second.
So Netherlands and then France. Modern technology people, I have to write it down. And then the Republic of Ireland.
No, I'm going to go Greece third.
You're going to go Greece? Okay.
And then I'm going to go Republic of Ireland fourth and then Gibraltar fifth.
And Gibraltar fifth. I am actually going to disagree with you on a lot of these. I'm not going to disagree with you about Gibraltar. They are going to be in fifth.
Thanks for turning up, Gibraltar, almost.
Well, exactly. See, for me, and this, you started me off. I would have a separate group for the likes of Cyprus and Gibraltar and make sure that a team like that can get through. Now, the problem, obviously, is UEFA, there's not going to be many people watching Cyprus playing Euro 24 as watching France. But, you know, they go into this, and Gibraltar must think, oh, fuck's sake, look who we've got, Netherlands and France, you know. What is the point? Even Republic of Ireland probably sat there and thought, Jesus Christ, this is a difficult group for them. I'm going to go France to top it. Netherlands to come second, Republic of Ireland to come third,
okay,
and Greece to come fourth. I just have a feeling for the Republic of Ireland because they weren't that far off with the World Cup, were they, with the qualifying? And I think this might be... hang on a second, overall ranking. What does that show me? Absolutely nothing. overall ranking, Netherlands are top because they're in the semi-finals with Croatia, Spain, and Italy. France are 12th.
Oh, so yeah,
that is why they're in the same group, you know. Mm. David, I've absolutely no bloody idea at all, mate. Even Wikipedia's confused. Let me just say that.
Two of us.
Yeah, there's. I don't think even UEFA aren't putting it up properly, so that's how bad it is. Right, let's have a look what everybody's gone for here. France top 100%, says James. Netherlands seconds. How long will Ronald Koeman last in the Netherlands job this time is the big question. David Burton, Gibraltar won't get point. The other four will make it very tight. James says, will Stephen Kenny stay in the Ireland job as well?
That's a good point. That's a good point, James. Very good point. I'm surprised he's still in the job, I've got to be honest.
Thing is, for those sorts of jobs, how do you judge a manager? It is on winning things. But when you're in a group, if he doesn't get out of this group, does he deserve to be sacked when you look at he's got Netherlands and France in the group?
Yeah. The Aviva Stadium is a very, very good stadium to go to. I have to say as well that there is bad blood between France and Ireland. There is very, very bad blood between those two.
Mr. Henry
handball.
Yes, yes. If only they had VAR back then.
If only.
Yeah, that's what gets me though, right, is that quite rightly you pillarise Maradona got pillaged for his handball, the hand of God, etc. And yet Thierry Henry is still treated and feted like he's some sort of god, and he cheated just as much. And I don't like him, and I would never, ever have him in any sort of Premier League top team because, to me, he's a cheat. I'm sorry, but that's how I feel about him. I'm sure he doesn't love me much either. if Ireland get third, then that's an acceptable campaign for them, but fourth or fifth would be woeful. I think you're saying the same about Scotland as well. You know, you're looking at this, and I think a lot of these groups, the way they've been drawn out, are the way that they could end. But if Scotland weren't to finish third in their group, I think there would have to be questions asked. Anyway, we go on to obviously what we can only describe as the most important group. And that is, of course, England's group, Group C. You've got Italy, you've got England, you've got Ukraine, you've got what will now forward and from this be known as Brad's team, and you've got Malta. Get your own back, Doug. Go on, go for it.
Italy and England. I mean, how many times have you guys met? Like in the last 12 months, like it feels a bit. repetitive almost. I mean, when the draw was made, like when I saw Italy and England together, I was like, again, it just reminds me of us again, Israel a lot. And obviously, James will know in the chat how many times we've actually had Israel in sort of nations leagues and all this as well. We had them in their last World Cup group as well. I think it's between England and Italy. I think it's between those two. Ukraine. Problem with them is that I don't think they have the squad that they used to have. You know, remember the likes of obviously like Shevchenko, as well. But I just don't see it. North Macedonia are definitely a banana skin for anybody. Obviously, cue Italy. They did lose to North Macedonia to not get to the World Cup. Malta. Yeah, I'm afraid to say, I think this is just nice returning up. Right, so I think Italy are going to win this group. I'm going to go Italy first, and then I'm going to go England second. And then I think it'll be Ukraine third, North Macedonia fourth, and Malta fifth.
Okay. I actually agree with three of those.
Uh-huh.
You may be surprised at which ones they are. You probably think I'm going to say England top, don't you? I'm going to have to put Italy top, I'm afraid. We have to be realistic here.
It's just your record against Italy, isn't it?
It is. I think it's a record against, once we get to a certain point, England, once we play a certain level of team, we struggle.
Yeah.
A bit like, you know, in the Premier League, you know, you're beating your Palaces, your Leicesters, your Nottingham Forest. But once you come up against, you know, one of the so-called big boys, then, you know, it's struggling. And that seems to be Italy under Gareth Southgate. Now, everybody that knows me will know I'm a Gareth Southgate fan. He has done better than any manager, if you like, since Alf Ramsey. We got us to a final. We didn't quite make it. Maybe they should have been down to 10 men for the shirt pull and all that. But we ended up losing it on penalties, which is, it's always difficult to take. And then Arsenal fans will appreciate this after last week. Losing on penalties, it's a lottery. We do know that. But I've got to go Italy top. With Southgate, obviously his contract runs out after Euro 2024. I don't think he'll sign another one because, again, I think, you know, England managers are no different to club managers. They have a shelf life. And I think we have got, maybe you could argue whether it's the new golden generation, if you like, but I think Southgate's taken us as far as he can.
Yeah.
And I think now somebody, my worry is who that would be, because for me it's got to be an Englishman, just because it's England, but that's just my personal preference. I'm taking the long way around to say in England, I think England are going to struggle. Ukraine, I think, could cause us a few problems. And I'm actually going to go, and I hope to God I'm wrong, but I'm going to put Ukraine second, and I'm going to put England third. Because we've met Ukraine a few times. I think, and it won't be away in Ukraine. It will be away somewhere else because obviously they can't play in the Ukraine. And it's our second game up, I think, is the first. We're playing Ukraine in the second game. And I just think those games will be decisive for us. I can even see us going to North Macedonia and only coming away with a draw. And it's those games that could cost us. I am going to go Ukraine second and England third.
I never saw that coming.
I didn't think you would, but I've just got to be. I'm trying to be honest and unbiased here. Do you know what I mean? And I'm going to cavert that like I did with Norway and Scotland. It could easily be England second, Ukraine third.
Yeah.
But I think we could. I could be looking, because I don't think there's any England manager's reign ends on a good note, does it? Any manager's reign never ends on a good note. Let's be honest with you.
No, it doesn't.
Now let's have a look what people are saying. James, England have to top the group. England to top the group. Wow. Only just an Italy second. Italy haven't been that convincing ever since they won the last Euros. They haven't, James, but they always turn up against England.
Always.
It's a bit like when people play, and you hate it, but Man United. Not necessarily so much now, but it was a case of we want to beat them because they're Man United and they are, you know, such a team. LCFC James, you know, I think the group will turn out exactly as it is here. Shane, England, Italy, Ukraine, North Macedonia, Malta, like it is on the board. Daddy Doug thinks the same as me. Well, it is his name. James says possibly. Agreeing with each other. England will scrape through the draw. We will lose to Italy, draw with Macedonia, and beat Ukraine and Malta. We'll see. Southgate deserves to have the next year's Euros to come if England qualify. I think, like I say, he's up until the end of the Euros. I think he may walk if we don't qualify.
Yeah.
Because I think he was considering that after the World Cup, to be honest with you. And like I say, the lack of possible talent, we might really have to go outside of England. LCS, yeah, neutral venue. Yeah, James has just fallen off his chair. That thud I heard was when his head hit the floor after I said England third. We did beat them 4-0. Yeah, but, you know, Leicester also won the Premier League, but it was a long, long time ago. Southgate's big strange lineups and football is dire. I was fuming to hear he was staying. That's the thing. That is a thing. Well, that's the shock of the day over. I've lost me all my England followers. Let's have a look at Group D. Here we go. Oops. Now let's go forward. There we go. Croatia, Wales, Armenia, Turkey, and Latvia. Oh, Doug, I mean, Wales. Mm. I said at the World Cup, no Bale, no Wales. He's gone. You know,
he has.
How much? And no team is a one-man team. We should say that. But if it ever came close, I think the Wales team that was the closest it ever came. They're going to struggle now, I believe.
I think they're going to struggle. Yeah, I think it's a really tricky group as well. You know, away and home against Croatia. Like Croatia, say what you like about them. You know, they may have an aging midfield, but they've Luka Modric still at 37. He is still one of their best players. Only concern with Croatia is, again, like Spain, they don't have an out-and-out goal scorer. The goals are sort of shared around their team almost for Croatia. But yeah, Wales, I think they're definitely going to struggle. Armenia is an interesting one. Another team that's sort of another up and coming one. Latvia have actually had a pretty good 2022 as well. But again, you look at this group and it's definitely Latvia, definitely the whipping boys. And then Turkey. I think Turkey were very poor at the last Euros. I think we all kind of remember that there was a few of us that actually said that we actually thought Turkey might actually have a good World Cup. But I can't see past Croatia and Turkey. in this group, I'm going to be honest. So I'm going to go Croatia first, Turkey second, Wales third, Armenia fourth, and Latvia fifth.
Okay. I mean, can you see anybody stuffing Turkey?
Hey.
I love the delayed reaction. I do. But no, I mean, I remember the last Euros because that Sionsha was never the same player after.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
Away days are great, but when you can't play away, there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. You in? Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus. Serving times, delivery fee, and terms apply. See McDonald's.com.
For that. And he was kind of the golden boy of the team almost because he was in the Premier League, etc. I think, I know they've got, like you say, a very aging captain at Croatia in Modric. But we did say, I thought he would have retired after the World Cup, but I don't, you know, he's still there. And I suppose if he's still doing the business for you, then, you know, why not? I think Wales are going to struggle without Bale.
I do as well.
Armenia, I'm just having a look where Armenia are.
I mean, the thing with Wales is, I don't look at the games against sort of Turkey and Croatia because I think they're okay. They might sort of scrape a win, at home maybe, but the way they're not the best. And I look at the Armenia team, and I look at Latvia team. They are banana skins for Wales. Now those are the kind of teams that they have struggled against in the past. I will say something now that I might live to regret, but I think Latvia are going to. I think Latvia and Armenia will probably pick up 3 points against Wales. I really do.
Yes, I mean, in fairness to Armenia, they are 31 out of 32 countries in the Nations League, and the only country that's below them is Russia, and that's because they're not playing at the moment. So it gets quite bad for Armenia. Wales are actually 16th, one place behind England. But I think that's a very false position because they did have a good World Cup. But you know what I mean? They got there. I am going to go Turkey second. So Croatia and Turkey, I'm going to agree with you. And I hope Mike's not watching because I'm going to get him really upset now. But I think Armenia could pinch third off Wales.
Wow.
I just think Wales are really, really going to have to adjust. As James, was it James, he said, they're going to have to find a way to cope without Bale big time. And LCFC, as she said, Aaron Ramsey has got big shoes to fill as captain. It could, like you said, it could come back and bite me on the bum, but it's those. How often has Bale sneaked a 1-0 win for Wales? You know, when you look at how they qualified for the World Cup,
so many times.
Yeah, it was a deflection from a Bale free kick into the Ukraine goal. If he's not there to do those free kicks, then I do struggle. So, yeah, I think Wales are actually going to finish. Sorry, Mike, if you're watching, but I think they are going to finish fourth. Now, Group E, Poland, the Czech Republic, Albania, everybody's favourite, the Faroe Islands, and Moldova. I mean, again, this is I think it's a two-horse race, as most of these groups are.
I think it is as well. I think Moldova are definitely going to finish last.
Yes.
In this. Toss up between Faroe Islands and Albania. Faroe Islands have actually improved a lot quite recently. They're not so much whipping boys anymore. They used to be, but they're not anymore.
I don't mean this awfully, didn't they get a good result against Scotland? Or am I?
Yes, 2-2 in 2002.
Oh, I thought it was something more recent than that.
Oh, no. The last time we played the Faroe Islands, we actually won 2-0, and then we won 6-0 at Celtic Park. So, but Poland have a new manager, and it's the ex-Portugal manager, Fernando Santos, which I am baffled, to say the very, very least, because I don't see this working out very, very well. Czech Republic are a very, very good side. We obviously saw that in the last Euros as well. They're obviously in our group. Patrick Schick lobbing David Marshall from 50 yards. That was, that wasn't a very good start. I think Czech Republic topped this group. I'm going to go Czech Republic first. Okay. I'm going to go Poland second. Then it's a case of Albania, Faroe Islands. Albania third, Faroe Islands fourth, and Moldova fifth.
Albania fourth, the Faroe Isles, and then Moldova. I do apologize. Russia were bottom of the actual Group B. That's not bottom of the whole thing, bottom of Group B. There's four groups, C and D. I didn't scroll down far enough on Wikipedia. Moldova are 51st out of 55. I'm just going to check there's no more. No, there's nothing below that. Now, the Faroe Islands are actually above, sorry, Brad, North Macedonia. The Faroe Islands are 41st, North Macedonia 42nd. Albania. Ooh. I can't find it. Albania are 27th.
They've had a good time of it recently. They've had some good results recently.
But Poland, so I agree with Albania and Faroe Islands with you.
Mm-hmm.
Poland
And Moldova.
Republic. Moldova bottom, yes, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah.
I presumably took that as red. I know I've gone for England to finish third, but I'm not putting Moldova to win the group. Czech Republic are 14th, Poland are 11th. I've not been impressed with Poland recently. I've got to go Poland top, though. I've had that in my head a while. But again, it's going to be close.
It's going to be close. Yeah.
James, he's gone first and second for Poland, Czech Republic. I'm amazed that Portugal have Fernando Santos as the new manager.
As am I.
Shane's got Poland, Czech Republic, Faroe Islands third, Albania fourth, and Moldova fifth. And Statman's in. Looking forward to having you on the quiz. Oh, you're doing a Statman's quiz, are you?
I am indeed, yeah.
Oh, good luck with that, mate. Good luck with that. Right, so let us go on to Group F. Belgium with their new manager. Austria, Sweden, Azerbaijan, and Estonia. Belgium are seventh in Group A or League A of the Nations League. Sweden, I'm surprised. You know, they're 30th. They're 30th in League B. But Austria are in League A in 13th.
Yeah, this is a very, very good group. Right. Spoiler alert. Estonia 5th, Azerbaijan 4th. I think that is going to happen.
you don't want to change your mind on that one?
No. Definitely not. I think Sweden's manager is under pressure. Because they actually got knocked out by Poland. They got knocked out by Poland at home. So this is going to be very, very intriguing. Austria, they've got a very, very good up-and-coming squad. They are managed by Ralf Rangnick. Yes, that Manchester United interim manager.
Of course he is. I forgot he is. Yes. My God. Oh, that's he bombed for me then.
Yeah. James, the new Belgium coach is Domenico Tedesco. He used to manage RB Leipzig. So that's who he is. Yeah, easy for me to say, yes. Yeah. Yes, Martinez is gone. Bye-bye.
Bless him.
But the more I think of it, I think Sweden... Obviously, Alexander Isak is a very, very good player for them. It's whether or not he can obviously, get the goals. They've got Lindelof at the back as well. They've got a very aging midfield, and they still, they've got Zlatan Ibrahimovic still. I still can't understand why he's still playing for Sweden at the grand old age of 41.
Even Modric, they're going to be coming on in the bath chairs, aren't they?
Yeah. Right, I'm going to go Belgium top, Sweden second, Austria third.
Belgium, Austria. I was just filling mine in as you were talking there. And I'm going to go for a shock in this group.
Oh, here we go. I've
got Estonia bottom. Azerbaijan fourth. Those aren't the surprises. Austria, yeah, I mean, if you've got a manager like Ralf Rangnick in charge, you might as well sort of, pack up and go home now, I mean, Austria, you're going to finish third only because you've got Azerbaijan and Estonia in the group. I'm going to have Belgium a second. And I think Sweden is going to cause... And I don't think Sweden will necessarily be that good. I'm just worried that Belgium are going to be that bad. Because that team that was in the World Cup, when you look at the stars that they had, De Bruyne, Tielemans, Castagna, three Premier League players there, and there was more. And they absolutely bombed at the World Cup, didn't they?
They were crap.
Let's be honest. And I think Sweden will do come top because Belgium... I don't think they'll have got over that yet.
Well, basically, to not say anything too realistic towards Sweden and Belgium, but it's basically meatballs versus chocolate.
Hey, nothing wrong with the Swedish meatballs.
No, definitely not, especially the ones from IKEA.
Yeah, she's a very nice woman, and don't call her that. that's most unfair. I can say a shock there. Two shocks I've caused today. I just think Sweden. I just don't think they'll have recovered from that. To be honest with you. We've answered that one, haven't we? Shane's gone Sweden, Austria, Belgium. Oh, Austria second. Belgium third. Azerbaijan and Estonia. Even with Ralphie there. Wreck-It Ralph. Bloody hell. Shane. James, Belgium should be top of the group, and I would go Sweden second. So he's agreeing with yourself. And he then goes, Shane adds, I never liked that Belgium team. It was overrated. And Chris is in. Good. Evening, Chris.
Hello, Chris.
How are you, sir? Welcome along. Hope you are well. At least Belgian fans won't put up with post-match interviews saying we were phenomenal. They can all come and watch Leicester and see that happen every week with our manager. So, Right, let us move on to Group G. We're breaking the back of this. Hungary, Serbia, Montenegro, Bulgaria, Lithuania. I mean, Bulgaria and Hungary and Serbia, you know, they've had better years, haven't they?
Yes. I think it's the safest thing to say. Although, I have to say, Hungary are definitely no mugs. And we know from, obviously, England had a bit of an interesting few games against Hungary, didn't they?
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Doug.
You're welcome. Serbia were very disappointed in the World Cup. I thought they were very, very disappointing. And obviously, Montenegro, for people who don't know, they used to be part of Serbia and Montenegro until, obviously, they got independence. So,
informative and educational as well as just fun is this channel.
Yes. Bulgaria, they don't have the squad that they used to have. Astylian Petrov, Dimitar Berbatov. You know, they've not got that sort of ilk. And unfortunately, Lithuania, I'm sorry to say, but they are pants, I've got to say. Who's coming on top of this one? This is a tough group. This is a tough group. I actually think, because of the way that they played recently, I'm going Hungary top.
Okay.
I'm going to go Serbia second. Basically, how it says on the group there: Montenegro third, Bulgaria fourth, and Lithuania fifth.
Right. Well, for those of you that also didn't know, of course, anybody who is a fan of James Bond and the book and the film Casino Royale, that was obviously based in Montenegro.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
It was.
That is my one fact about Montenegro, other than the fact that it used to be part of Serbia, which, of course, all used to be part of Yugoslavia until the wars. No surprise I've agreed with you 100% there. I think it is as it is there. Bulgaria is certainly not what they used to be. I mean, Hungary, do you remember, was it the last Euros when on the last day there was them, Germany, Portugal and somebody else, and literally during the last 90 minutes of the two games, they all topped that group at some point.
That was mental. I remember that.
Yeah,
like basically all four teams topped that group at some point, and we didn't know who was going to go through. And in the end, I think it was Germany in the end.
Yeah, yeah. It was totally amazing last day. Serbia and Hungary for James. Chris, who's obviously drinking the same stuff as Brad, says North Macedonia, Armenia, Kazakhstan, Kosovo, Luxembourg are his teams to watch. I preferred your knowledge of Formula One, Chris. And James says Serbia, Hungary. Oh, he's got it the other way around. Montenegro, Bulgaria and Lithuania. And Chris is just there catching up with the other groups, I think, as he goes through. I thought Serbia would do better than they did in the World Cup, and that's, say, why I've dropped them down to second, and Hungary have done, as we've seen, very well against England. Nippon is in. How are you doing, Nippon? Welcome along. Big up Chris and Douglas, he says. And X20. Kazakhstan are actually good.
Yeah, they are.
Let's just have a look where... Well, they're 36th in European League. They got 13 points and they're in Group C of the Nations League. So, and she's in. Can I just say, I am so sorry. I call you Blue Kate because that's the only way I know you. And I was talking about you on another channel the other day, and I have to explain that Blue Kate is not this porn star that I know, but you are Kate who happens to have a blue K. Although I should maybe stick with the fact that it is a porn star I know. That might put my image up a little bit. You did well against half a team the other night, didn't you? What happened to Fulham? Good God. Talk about imploding. Everybody saying hello to everybody else. Hungary and Bulgaria have crowd trouble with racism, as we know, indeed, especially Bulgaria, I remember that. Chris has got England topping. Nippon says, is that a Hogwarts jumper, Doug? I don't see what he's saying.
Yep.
Is it?
Yeah, it is, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hang on a second. There we go. Let's. Oh, it is.
There you go.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Right, so basically, Gryffindor, Slytherin, and then the yellow is Hufflepuff, and then the blue is Ravenclaw.
Your kid is going to have a great time.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, when you go out and you're watching Harry Potter and your wife comes in and says, where are the kids? I think they just nipped to the toilet or something, you know. I'm watching it on my own, honest, you know. Oh dear, right. Let's bring this in. Kate says, I like having a nickname. Well, Blue Kate has stuck, I'm afraid. It is the only way I can describe you. And Chris, as there's other Chris's other groups as well that he's catching up on. Group H, we're nearly there, Doug. We're nearly there. Denmark, Finland, Slovenia, Kazakhstan, as we've just been talking about, Northern Ireland and San Marino. Denmark, another disappointing team from the World Cup.
Very disappointing. No, I had high hopes for them. I even had them making the final. That's how bad they were.
They had them making the final.
I had them to make the final, yeah. Let's not.
And you have a dig at you have a dig at Brad.
Yeah. Let's not go there. Well, I think we know who's finishing last.
Yes.
I mean, if they score, you will get the usual Twitter post from their page saying, "We've finally scored a goal.
Yeah,
So yeah, San Marino will be finishing sixth in this group. I have to be honest. Northern Ireland are managed by Michael O'Neill again, but unfortunately they don't have the squad now. I remember when Michael O'Neill had a very, very good squad when he got Northern Ireland to the sort of the Euros and all this, but this group is very, very difficult. Very, very difficult for me. So Northern Ireland, I think, will finish fifth. Then it gets interesting because I think Slovenia will finish fourth. And I'm going Kazakhstan third, Finland second, Denmark first.
It takes me ages to write some of these. Well, I'm just putting it down as Kaz. Slovenia second and Denmark. God, it's easy. It's harder to type when you don't have spell check on your pen.
Yeah. Denmark first, Finland second, Kazakhstan third, Slovenia fourth, Northern Ireland fifth, and San Marino sixth.
Yeah, and I've just realised I filled you in under my name. Mark, Slovenia. And Kaz. Right.
Kaz.
For me, I'm sorry, San Marino. You're 54th out of 55. the only thing that you've played two more games than Liechtenstein. They've played six games, got no points. You've played four, got no points. You're actually below Andorra, who actually have got 2 points. I don't know much about Kazakhstan, to be honest with you, but they got 13 points from their six games in League C, in the Nations League, the same league in which Northern Ireland are in. So I'm going to have to say, I think I agree with you, I'm afraid. I think Northern Ireland are going to, you know, a bit of good form is going to come to an end. Kazakhstan, yeah, I'm going to say I can't see them doing anything other than third. Slovenia, and they've got Finland. Where did you put Finland, sorry?
Second.
Second. Right, can I just go through yours again? Because I say I've got confused with writing it under my name. You got Denmark first.
Yep.
Second, you got Finland.
Finland.
Third, you've got
Kaz.
Yeah. Fourth, you've got
Slovenia. And then Northern Ireland and San Marino.
Northern Ireland. And of course, it's my fault because I forgot we'd gone up to six teams in this one. So, for myself, yep, San Marino, Northern Ireland, I agree, sixth and fifth, respectively. Kazakhstan or Slovenia? To be honest with you, I could easily just toss a coin here. I'm going to agree with you because you seem to know what you're talking about. I have no idea. Finland, I like Finland. There's something about Finland that I like. Can Denmark... Who will be their goalkeeper though? This is the question. Will Schmeichel still be their goalkeeper? I'm gonna have to agree with you, Denmark. I love Finland. Although their shirt does sometimes make me cross. Thought I'd get it in. I don't know if we missed Switzerland or not, but I thought I'd get that in before. I've been waiting for the Finnish Euro shirt to come in the sale because I love it. That's how I want the England shirt to be, white with a big red cross on it. So Chris has gone for Group H, Denmark, Finland, Kazakhstan, Slovenia, Northern Ireland and San Marino. I think, yeah, most of us have done that. James, Denmark and Finland for him. He doesn't give a damn after the first two. Denmark, Finland, Slovenia, Northern Ireland, Kazakhstan, San Marino. Sam Marino. Is he their forward? good luck to Sam. And then Blue Kate. He'll always be Blue Kate now then. Finland, she's put top. I was torn with that one, but I think Denmark will edge it. Slovenia, Northern Ireland, Kazakhstan, and San Marino. Okay, so two to go. Thank God, he says, Doug. Group I, here we go. Don't get cross at this one, Doug. Switzerland are in there. Israel, the rising star of the group, you could say. Romania, Kosovo, Belarus, and Andorra. I've got to say, without wanting to get too political, how the hell are Belarus still in these competitions? This and, I'll have you know, ladies and gentlemen, the Eurovision Song Contest as well. How are they both in that when Russia aren't and they are aiding Russia? Anyway, so I'm turning into Gary Lineker. I do apologise. Daddy Doug.
I mean, it'll be amazing if actually any Switzerland players turn up because their flag is basically crossed. So every time you see their flag across every player, it'll just be like every player's injured.
In fact, you actually deserve this.
I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you.
Yes. I'm going to start playing that because if one day you turn up dead, the police are going to be knocking on my door, aren't they?
I think this is what it says on the tin, really. We're being honest, Switzerland should breeze this group. They should absolutely breeze this group. So, Switzerland first.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Israel second. I'm going to go Kosovo third, Romania fourth, Belarus fifth, and Andorra sixth.
And sorry, third you had Kosovo, didn't you?
Kosovo, yeah.
Yes. We know Switzerland are going to get to the finals. we know they're going to qualify out the groups, and then we know they're going to get kicked out at the next game. I mean, that's Switzerland at every competition that they enter. They are the almost... I almost if England aren't going to win it, I almost want Switzerland to win it just so that they've actually finally won something. I'm going to go Romania third. I agree, Switzerland and Israel. Like I say, Switzerland, they've got to finally get further than that. Israel, they're the team that you always used to draw, weren't they?
Yes, always.
Again, promises a lot but fails to deliver. They're like my postman. Kosovo, I'm going in fourth. Belarus, I'm going to put Andorra fifth. And Belarus 6, basically because I don't think they should be there in the first place. But and talking of the Eurovision, check my new channel out. Just set it up recently. Making Your Mind Up, the Eurovision Song Contest. And I hopefully will be reviewing some songs. I'm trying to work out how people get away with it legally. But hopefully I will be posting my thoughts on, because of course England, Britain's... Molly May has just been announced as our representative with I Wrote a Song. It's sad that I know all this. And I'll be looking back at last year's contest as well. Doug is most welcome to come and join me for anything if he wishes to at all. Group I, we've gone Chris. It's gone Switzerland, Israel, Kosovo, Romania, Belarus, Andorra. And I think this is referring to your jokes because Kate's gone, oh dear. And Chris has gone FFS. I'm sure it was a lot worse than that before you typed it, Chris. Switzerland top, Israel second. I think most people are going to go for that. Shane, Switzerland, Israel, Kosovo, Romania, Belarus and Andorra. Kate has gone Switzerland to win, Israel second. Then I don't know about enough of the rest to say.
Yeah.
it literally is. I have no idea whether Belarus are any good or not. I just hate them. Chris says, didn't expect England beat Kosovo 5-3 in Euro or World Cup qualifiers. It was one of the 2 years ago. They are no mugs. Is that England or Kosovo? I'm not into music or singing nonsense. Well, you've heard me sing, you'd agree. Finally, Doug, finally, we are there. Group J, Portugal, Bosnia-Herzegovina, that used to be part, obviously, of Yugoslavia, which also had Serbia and Montenegro in. Iceland, Luxembourg, Slovakia, and Liechtenstein. Liechtenstein to top this one, eh, Doug?
He must be joking. No chance.
Oh, I've written that down now. You can't change your mind.
yeah, I'm sure you have. Yeah, Portugal. Roberto Martinez.
Mm.
Where did you think that was a good idea? Oh, dear. Yeah, and Ronaldo's still getting called up as well, which I find baffling. But yeah, as Ronaldo was, Ronaldo does.
You've got to say, I mean, they've got some other decent players. It's not like a Modric situation, is it?
No. I'm a Cancelo, the rat Bruno Fernandes, can't stand them. Sorry, Blue Kate, I know you're a Man United fan, but I can't stand them. Jota, they've got a fabulous squad. It's just whether or not Martinez can get the best out of them, but they have to win this group, surely. I mean, Bosnia are good, but they're not like a Portugal. Again, I'd have to say Portugal should get through this. So I'm going to go Portugal first. I'm going to go Bosnia second. Then it's a toss up between Iceland and maybe it's a toss between Luxembourg and Slovakia for third.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm just getting into my Israel mode there. So who did you go for third?
I'm going to go Luxembourg. Ooh. I'm actually going to go Luxembourg.
Oh, mate! Jesus, what was your wife just feeding you? You're going to go Luxembourg?
I'm going to go Luxembourg, yeah. I'm going to go Slovakia 4th, Iceland 5th, and Liechtenstein 6th.
Let me just confirm that. You want me to write down in 3rd place Luxembourg?
Yeah. This is...
Are you serious?
Honestly, Luxembourg are actually no mugs. They beat Ireland away.
Yeah, but they come on, Ireland here. They're not beating it. They're not the North Macedonia, have they?
They could get results in this group. They could easily get results in
this
group.
Is that a joke?
I'm gonna go Luxembourg 3rd. I'm gonna stick with it.
That's fine. You just know 1:22 that he's gonna get cropped. Who are you gonna put in 4th again, sorry?
Slovakia.
And in 5th?
Iceland, and then Liechtenstein in 6th.
Right. Now, this will not surprise you. In the slightest. But I disagree with you.
I'm not surprised.
Yes. It does hurt me to say it, but Portugal... If they don't top this group, even with Martinez as manager, there's going to have to be questions. Because it's not, I don't think, the hardest group out there.
No, definitely not. Definitely
probably
not.
The easiest. I've gone Iceland 2nd. With Bosnia 3rd. Again, with the caveat that it could be either or.
Yeah.
I have to cover myself on that one. Slovakia 4th. So I agree with you on that.
But not Luxembourg.
Luxembourg, yep, in 5th, and Liechtenstein in 6th. Luxembourg 3rd, Doug. You've been at the old Iron Brew again, haven't you? You've got to have been. Kate, look, Kate's a lover of the Eurovision. Well done, Kate. Now, what I'm going to do for anybody is I'm going to type the link is in the comments. If you want to give it a follow, I'm going to be starting possibly Wednesday to do the first video, and I'll be taking my top 5 from Eurovision 2022. And obviously, Sam Ryder is in there. So there's the link. Go and give me a follow. One would be grateful on that one. Thank you very much. James, why the hell have Portugal appointed Roberto Martinez? Are they on the show?
I don't know, James.
I think you look at Martinez and you've got to say he probably did better than you would have thought so just because of he have their golden generation, if you like.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. But this is a completely different team to Belgium. So,
yes.
Yeah.
You want to go with it now and they'll make us all eat our words.
Yeah, exactly.
Shane. Luxembourg and Bosnia. Shane.
Luxembourg 2nd. I thought I was crazy putting Luxembourg.
I thought nobody could be crazier than you, Doug. But Shane.
You are the weakest link about.
Do you know sometimes I just don't understand life? I really don't. But no. Chris, we're going to move on. I can't look at that anymore. Sorry, Shane. Roberto Martinez keeps falling upwards. In other words, he's that man from the film Up that goes in hot in air balloons to the sky, keeps getting better jobs. But this is football management for you. You get sacked. Why does a manager get sacked? Because they've done crap. What's guaranteed? That manager will then get employed by another club. You know, it's just... James said, I'm so glad we never decided to bring Martinez back. Man is a tactical clown. He'll probably turn up at King Power. Portugal, the talent they have, should top the group and Bosnia 2nd. serious there. You see, James, you see, look at that, Shane. Now, there's a man that knows his football. I don't even look at Chris's. Here we go. Portugal 1, Bosnia set Luxembourg 3rd. Am I the only serious? Am I living in a time warp? Am I suddenly sort of on a Rochdale channel or something here? You know what I mean? Shane, he's repeated it. Luxembourg, Portugal 1, Luxembourg 2. So good he named it twice. Oh, I am definitely in an alternative universe. Shane, I like your vision going to it in, mate. Brilliant. Give us a subscribe at the channel, mate. I would really appreciate that. Just gave you that channel sub anyway, just for you, Chris. You're a legend. Thank you. Thank you so much, Chris. Thank you. Appreciate that. And Kate has subscribed as well. I appreciate that. And I promise, and you can clip it if you want, I promise, I will not sing on it. There we go. How about that? We'll also be looking at the worst ever. Well, I've got a load of plans. Worst ever British Eurovision entries. There's a few that could make into Scooch. The top 20. I know. I'm sorry, Gart, right. Football's finished. I just want to talk this for a moment, just to see if it's just me or not, Doug, because I know you're into Eurovision. Scooch, do you remember who they knocked out in the final of the, you know, the Song for Europe?
No, I can't.
No, it was a female singer. I can't remember what she was called, but her song was very much along the lines of "You Rise Me Up" or "You Raise Me Up," sorry, by Westlife. It was that sort of look, and it was the year that there was Terry Wogan was hosting it, and when he announced the winner, he actually announced it as the other person by mistake.
Oh yeah,
and it was Scoop that had won it. I went back and had a look at that not so long ago. That's how sad my life is. And how the fuck did Scooch get through? I mean, all right, you've got to be a bit mad to like the Eurovision, but I mean, that's up there with Shane going Luxembourg twice. I mean, yeah, Luxembourg second. I mean, how did that song get through? More nuts, anybody, was the highlight of that. I mean, some songs you could say, "Embers" a couple of years ago, by James. I can't remember the guy's name. He should have been in it the year before, but of course it was cancelled because of COVID.
Yeah,
because although it's a singing competition, we couldn't just have people singing on it from wherever they were in the world. And that "Embers" got naught, and it wasn't that bad. I didn't think it was that bad, to be honest with you. But Scooch. I'm sorry. Just how? Why? You see, I can go even further back than that. I can take you back as far as Coco and the bad old days.
Jeez.
Yes, you don't remember that, do you?
No, I don't.
No. Can I just say that one of the members of Coco went on to be in Bucks Fizz? That's we'll leave it at that. No. Anyway, let me just stick that up. If anybody wants to say come and subscribe, please do. Making Your Mind Up, Eurovision Song Contest. Had to call it that because it had to be a little bit different. Come along and join me. Doug, as I say, if you want to come on any shows and do them with me, you are more than welcome. I know you've got something planned yourself, so good luck with that. And if anybody else that's subbed it wants to come on, just let me know. Doug, thank you very much, sir, for coming on. We agree. Group A, we both think Spain are going to win it, and you've got Scotland second, and I think it's a possibility they could be second. Also, I wouldn't be surprised if they were. We disagreed with B, Netherlands, you went for France, I went for, then the other way around for second. Group C, we both said Italy would win it. You said England second. I'd actually got England third. Croatia and Turkey, we both agreed 1 and 2 in D. Czech Republic for you, Poland for me in E, the other way around for second. Belgium for you in F, Sweden for me, and the other way around again for second. G, Hungary and Serbia, 1 and 2, we both agreed on. Denmark and Finland in H, we both agreed on. I, Group I, Switzerland and Israel, we both agreed on. and Group J, which is where you lost your mind completely. we both went Portugal. Doesn't really matter about the rest, enough just to say that you put Luxembourg in third. we have got another Brad with North Macedonia here. Luxembourg to win the Euros. Is it the Women's World Cup this summer? If it is, then yes, I am definitely going to be doing it. I wasn't sure.
I don't know if it is. I couldn't tell you.
Women's World Cup. Let's have a look. It's 2023 in Australia and New Zealand. Wow. I will definitely 100% be covering that in some form. I'm going to have a word with my accountant, see if I can afford to fly over there and do them live. I do actually have a friend out there who I went and stayed with in Cairns, and she's now living in Brisbane. And she did say, oh, you'll have to come and stay with us in Brisbane. Hang on a second. Jane, how are you? Are you free? you want to go and see the Great Barrier Reef? Bugger off! England are playing Italy in the Women's World Cup. But yes, we will be covering that 110%. So look forward, and I'm sure Doug will be as well, in some form. Doug, Daddy Doug, as your name says there. Thank you so very much for coming on. Your details are in the description below, but just give a shout out as to where people can find you.
Yeah, it is the Dugout Football Channel on YouTube. I'm literally live in about 20 minutes. I'm going to be doing a preview for the match day one fixtures. And basically what I'm going to do is I'm basically doing a match day one preview tonight. Then on the Saturday, straight after the games, I'll be just doing like a review. Then Sunday afternoon, I'll be doing a preview to match day two. And obviously, because I am obviously going to Scotland games, there may be a match day vlog as well, so please do check me out.
That would be good. And of course, you're back with myself on Thursday to cover Italy.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
He's only coming on, everybody, because he wants to see an Englishman cry. That's the only reason. It could happen. Make sure you get over there and give Doug those subs. He's a great guy, and thank you so much for coming on.
Pleasure. I'll see you later, mate. Take care. Cheers, mate.
All the best. Goodbye. And good luck to Scotland.
Thank you. See you later.
Sorry. Something stuck in my throat then. I don't know what it was. All the best, mate. Take care.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks to Doug then. Good job we stopped then, if he's got another show coming up, as indeed do I. Mine's at 9 o'clock, though, and it is question time. Yes, it is. Thank you so much, Kate. I will let you know about, if you sub to the channel, you'll know when I'm doing my shows for the Eurovision. If you want to come on and do any hosting, Kate, be happy to have you on and do it. It's bad. It's my guilty pleasure. I'll be back at 9 o'clock with question time. Thanks to everybody for all your, even Shane for saying Luxembourg will be second. Even, I've got to say, even thank you to him. Thank you to Kate. Thank you to Chris. Thank you to everybody else that has been in. Really appreciate it. Smash those likes, and I will see you back here at 9 o'clock. And all I've got to say is, as always, Arnie, it's over to you. Good night.
Thanks for watching. These videos are tremendous. You better like them too, or I'll be back.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
That's all, folks.
Thanks for watching Leicester Till I Die. This is Chris saying goodbye, and see you next time.
It's the 90th minute. All your mates around. You've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Your mates already got booked for double dipping, and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.